smoke alarms. There they are, up on the ceiling, staring down at you, blinking their little light every once in a while. But what are they, and how do they work? Well, I gave myself 20 minutes to go find out. And this is what I discovered. Smoke alarms are devices that are built into a home or are attached to a home or an office building and are made to alert you when there is a presence of smoke or other items like that in the air. Now, the concept of smoke detectors is not new. As a matter of fact, there was a patent back in December 10th of 1901. It was patent number 688404 for a means of detecting smoke. It was in a device that was about the shape of a 2-liter bottle with a flexible fiber like a horsehair or silk or the like that was soaked in soda. That would be baking soda for you and me. For about 20 minutes. It was allowed to dry and then was put over a pulley system with a weight attached to it. The system was set up and then, in the presence of smoke, the string would get longer and this would actuate a switch which would turn on the alarm. As the smoke dissipated, the string tightened back up and the alarm would go off. Obviously, this is a little too fiddly and never really came into practice. The first practical smoke detector was issued on October 23, 1973 by Thomas Lampert and Max Kuhn. This was a modern ionizing detector. You see, there are two separate and distinct styles of smoke detection being used these days. One is an ionized check, and the other one is one for true smoke detection. The ionizing type, which is available in most smoke detectors throughout the United States due to its very inexpensive cost to produce, uses an absolutely minuscule amount of radioactive material called americium 241. This tiny bit of radioactive material will give off its little fun ions for over 57 years. As the radioactive particles are given off, it goes between two plates that conduct electricity. It'll produce a positive nodule, which will then attach to the negative and continue. As long as that's happening, the circuit is fine. But the moment the smoke enters the chamber and breaks up the flow of ions, this will reduce the current and will trigger the system to let it know that there is now smoke in the area. That's when that blaring alarm comes on. A photoelectric smoke detector is a little bit different. This has a photosensitive cell on one end sitting in a very dark room, if you will, a very tiny chamber within the unit. And since it's dark, it doesn't sense anything and nothing happens. But in very much like how you'll see dust particles in a beam of light, on the opposite side of the sensing chamber is a light source. The light sensor can't see the light source because it's beaming into an area that is blocked. Once smoke enters into the chamber, the smoke comes in contact with the light beam, and the light sensor can see that activity, and once again, triggering an alarm, letting off a 98 decibel scream. Now, most smoke detectors work off of a 9-volt battery, and more modern ones work off the household voltage that you have running through there. This is now required in most homes in the United States of America. The 9 volts is more of a backup. Now, that brings up a question. Why at 2 o'clock in the morning does that thing decide it's going to start chirping? And then in the daytime, the chirping goes away. Well, I did a little more research. This is kind of like a side piece here. If you think about it, that kind of makes sense because during the daytime, you'll maybe have the temperature around 72 degrees. And at nighttime, the system may drop down to maybe 65. That slight temperature variation would be enough to make the battery slow down its charge. I don't know what the circuitry is, but let's suppose, just for fun and giggles, that the voltage will trigger that reminder chirp that your battery is dying when it hits 8.4 volts. Now, let's say during the day, right now, it's hovering at around 8.5 volts. Maybe around 2 o'clock in the morning when it drops down to 65 degrees, it drops down to 8.4 volts. And that is enough to send the little chirper into play and remind you it's time to replace that 9-volt battery. Hey, here's an easy one. Every time we do a shift for daytime, and for those of you in Arizona, you'll just have to keep track of the news. But yeah, every time there is a change in the time, you know, daylight savings time, daylight wasting time, whatever, go ahead and pull down the unit and stick a brand new 9-volt battery in there, and that will resolve the issue. There's quite a bit more to learn about these magical little devices that have saved our lives since the 1970s. I'll leave a few links in the description so that you can learn a little bit more about these little modern miracles. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.